This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Desert Eagle, the computer dings you keep hearing are because I'm on a computer that is sending everything there, and it's connected to the interwebs. And if I silence it, then I silence me. So it's either me and the dings, or it's nothing. And then my producer's not going to like me much. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Antifa, I love them. They are the realization of the, I've often said, why don't you guys just make your move? And now they are. So, they're in the limelight now. And, while there may be a debate as to which group is worse, I think they're both, you know, I don't know how many actual white supremacists there are. I know how many chapters of Antifa there are. Antifa has all kinds of affiliates all over the place. They've got other affiliates like the John Brown Gun Club and the Redneck Revolt and all these other things that feed into them. Now, the premise behind Charlottesville for the quote-unquote white supremacists was to protest the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue, which, of course, they never ever did. They never protested that. They were too busy going, getting out there about Jews and black people and all this other stuff. So, no, it wasn't about Robert E. Lee. It wasn't about a statue. It was just an excuse to show up somewhere. And they did. And that descended into a rumble. Because Antifa was there. And that's the common denominator. Wherever you see trouble is Antifa. Then here recently in Berkeley, they started to beat up Trump supporters and journalists who were there for the Patriot Prayer Rally, which wasn't a white supremacist gathering. The rally was canceled, but that didn't stop Antifa from just beating up people outright because they disagreed with them. Some on social media have argued that Antifa are committing acts of domestic terrorism. And now we know that the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI were warning local law enforcement since early 2016, with the former classifying the violence as acts of domestic terrorism. New Jersey's Department of Homeland Security has also done this as well. So, and back to Politico we go. Since well before the August 12th rally, they turned deadly, DHS has been issuing warnings about the growing likelihood of lethal violence from the left-wing anarchists and right-wing white supremacists and nationalist groups. Previously, unreported documents disclosed that by April 2016, authorities believed that anarchist extremists were the primary instigators of violence at public rallies against a range of targets. They were blamed by authorities for attacks on the police, government, and political systems, along with symbols of the capitalist system, racism, social injustice, and fascism, according to a confidential 2016 joint intelligence assessment by DHS and the FBI. After Trump's election in November, they locked in onto another target. His supporters, especially those from white supremacists and national groups, suddenly turning out in droves to hail his victory, support crackdowns on immigrants and Muslims, and to protest efforts to remove symbols of the Confederacy. That, by the way, all of this stuff that Politico is throwing in there is to say there's another side to this, which is Antifa is the bad boys. White nationalists are, they're bad. They're both bad. There's no one group that is worse than the other. They, when they get to a certain point, they're both equally bad. Some of the DHS and FBI intelligence reports began flagging the protesters before the election. and one from last September, portions of which were read to Politico. DHS studied recent violent clashes at lawfully organized white supremacist events, including a June 2016 rally at the California Capitol in Sacramento, organized by the Traditionalist Workers Party and its affiliate, the Golden State Skinheads. I'm sure dozens showed up to that, too. In their April 2016 assessment, they said the anarchist groups will likely become more lethal if fascist, nationalist, racist, or anti-immigrant parties obtain greater prominence or local political power in the United States, leading to anti-racist violent backlash from the anarchist extremists. They also said they would become more aggressive if they seek to retaliate violently to a violent act by a white supremacist extremist or group. Which, has anybody mentioned one of those yet? I mean, how many times, Berkeley's burned how many times? We had the Naughty Bit Hat thing, which was basically Antifa. We had the Women's March, which was basically Antifa. We had the riots that accompanied the inauguration, which was basically Antifa. How many of those Antifa things, we've had just dozens of those. How many of the skinhead things have happened? Because I know you, fake stream media, if you were the ones covering this stuff, you would have been pointing it out. You're trying to point it out now by mentioning it now. Because now you can't ignore Antifa anymore, can you? Several state law enforcement officials said that all of those accelerating factors have come to pass. All except for the white supremacist thing. And the recent FBI and DHS reports confirm they are actively monitoring conduct deemed potentially suspicious and indicative of terrorist activity by Antifa groups. One of the internal assessments acknowledged several significant intelligence gaps, including an inability to penetrate the group's diffuse and decentralized organizational structure, which made it difficult for them to identify violent groups and individuals. They also lack information to identify the travel patterns linking U.S. and foreign anarchist extremists. I don't say all that stuff about the white nationalist groups because I think they're any better. They're both despicable. They're both violent thugs. They both hold illiberal views of how this country should be. And at the same time, they're more than welcome to make their insane views known. Where it crosses the line is when Antifa and the alt-right decide to recreate that final battle scene from Gangs of New York. Politico couldn't help but add a swipe at Trump, quoting law enforcement officials who said, "Law enforcement authorities made clear that Trump's inflammatory rhetoric and policies, first as a candidate and then as president, helped to create a situation that has escalated so quickly and extensively, they do not have a handle on it." Yeah, it's Trump's fault that people are punching each other because of deep political disagreements. The far white supremacist wing of America is insanely small. It is not an existential threat to democracy, nor is Trump an actual fascist. All of that is an accusation hurled by the left, much like racism, that has lost all meaning. And it goes to show you that just because Antifa is fighting Nazis, that doesn't make them the good guys. They're just as terrible as the people they oppose. Joseph Stalin fought the Nazis. He killed more Nazis than real Nazis, too. These people are... The right is not a member of the National Socialist Party. Bernie Sanders is. Right now everybody's going, "Bill, that's a bridge too far." Calling Bernie Sanders, are you calling Bernie, you know he's Jewish, Bill. You know you can't say that he's a Nazi. Nazis, being a Nazi is a political, a Nazism, the National Socialist Party is a political party. It's not something ethnic. Now the way Hitler practiced it, yes it was. But that's not necessarily the way it has to be. I know that's a bridge too far. That's why I enjoy doing it so. Hey, you know what? When we get back recently in Berkeley, some of the people that were getting out there to watch the fighting that was going on were journalists, and they got sucked into it too. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship to the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight. Gosh, that's horrible. This is Lock and Load. In my ever-continuing series on helping you out if you're trying to become a broadcaster, if you have one of these scissors arm, scissor arms that, you know, extend your microphone and everything. Spend the money and get a good one. You hear all that creaking? I should be able to grab this and just bring it to my face, and it should just make no sound whatsoever. But no, no, I tried to save some money. I guess I'll have to spend some later. Recently, President Trump was in Phoenix, and a lot of the journalists were worried that he incited violence against them while he was there. The New York Times published an article reporting that Trump's claim that reporters of sick people shook the media. The article noted several journalists who claimed the president was going to get them murdered due to his comments. And the very apparent concern among journalists led Times columnist Nicholas Kristof to author a sanctimonious piece declaring, "We're journalists, Mr. Trump, not the enemy." And that's Mr. President to you, Nicholas. With all the worry over Trump supporters coming to kill them... That just cracks me up. Do you understand that if you really believe that way, you wouldn't be around right now to write? That's beside the point. It may come as a surprise to the press that some of their colleagues were beaten and harassed over the weekend by the president's most violent opponents. At two different demonstrations in the California Bay Area, Antifa made sure that anyone who recorded their activities and looked like Nazis would face some serious consequences. On Saturday, a man simply recording a demonstration by leftists against a canceled pro-Trump rally resulted in protesters surrounding him and forcibly taking his phone from him. He had to plead he was just a reporter and that he was definitely not a Nazi in order to persuade organizers to try to retrieve his phone. Worse things happened for a photographer at the Antifa rally in Berkeley the following day as black-clad anarchists swarmed the city to attack anyone they thought might be a Trump supporter. They set their sights on a cameraman for the offense of taking their picture. They chased him down and beat him bloody with clubs. Police eventually came to his aid and had to help him stand up and walk after the thrashing. Those two incidents had one common feature. They both arose over the fact that the target of the abuse was recording Antifa. That alone justified violence against both reporters. That has unfortunately become a common affair at Antifa demonstrations during the chaos in Charlottesville. Antifa assaulted Taylor Lorenz, a reporter for The Hill, following the infamous car plowing that left one woman dead. She filmed the terrible tragedy in her role as a journalist, and that earned her an assault from a left-wing protester who knocked her phone out of her hands and then punched her in the face. The next day in Richmond, Virginia, a cameraman from a local news affiliate was beaten for the offense of filming an Antifa rally held in response to the violence in Charlottesville. He had to receive several staples to his head as a result of the beating. These self-declared anti-fascists are openly in favor of violence and maintain a deliberately broad definition of who they think qualifies as a Nazi. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that they would attack journalists that they confuse for being white supremacists. In the case of the photographer attacked in Richmond, they defended their actions by claiming their victim charged at them with a camera and was white. I do that all the time. I've got a very nice camera. I've got a Panasonic GH5. That thing will do crazy stuff. And every time I go out, I threaten people with it. I'm going to bop you with my camera. Yeah, it costs a lot of money, but I'm going to hit you with it. There's a post published by the local Antifa group that said, "Due to the intensity and context of this time, people are very scared of white men running full speed at them with iPhones." As this is the exact behavior of a white supremacist trying to out-identify people of color and anti-fascists in order to invoke fear. I've got an idea for this. They also claimed that the man was drunk and essentially picked a fight. And they also absurdly claimed his actions were akin to perpetuating rape culture, in addition to purposely inciting anger. That response shows they don't care if they attack innocent journalists and will deploy leftist gobbledygook to defend the beatings. And nowhere in that group's response was there support for a journalist's ability. Uh-oh. I don't know what... Do you still see me on the on the Comrex? Okay, I don't know what just happened, but I just had something pop up. Anyway, CNN infamously said that they have tried to achieve peace through violence, which sounds like it came out of 1984. And they later scrubbed the mention of violence in the headline when it offended the anarchists. And they're not stupid in Antifa, and they've done a good job of downplaying their violence and who they target as part of their strategy of appealing to mainstream leftists. For instance, in a NBC News puff piece, Dartmouth professor Mark Bray, who wrote a book championing being the champion of the cause of anti-fascism, dismissed any concerns about slippery slopes. His argument for disproving them is, I don't know of any Democratic Party events that have been no-platformed by anti-fascists. Well, no, they haven't, because they're all after, conservatives. For all the glowing press and the lack of attention given towards their attacks on journalists, the positive feeling for the movement may be dissipating among the establishment in the left. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi finally condemned them, and if they continue to assault reporters just doing their job, there'll be more denunciations, or there'll be this. Here's my idea. Let me know if anybody wants to do it, because I want to do it. I say let's get a bunch of pipe hitters together. Let's get a bunch of pipe hitters together, and let's go to an Antifa event. And, let's film them. And when they come rushing up, let's have these guys come up, weapons in hand, plate carriers in place, wearing ballistic sunglasses and just all the stuff there. And let's see how bad they want to keep from being identified. Because we won't run at them. We'll just simply film them. I'll do the filming, but I'll be wearing my plate carrier. I've got some very nice stuff that I could wear to this. I'd be dressed the part. I'd be a sharp dressed man. I'd be wearing my AR-500 armor Tetsudo plate carrier with my very lightweight level 3 plates, my DTWS arms weapon, and one of my choice sidearms. And then when they come running up and everything, I can just say, sorry, Antifa, I'm just here filming you. No need to get riled up. But if you do, we'll just give you more than you brought. Let's see if they'll keep coming. But it's time for the press to stop wailing anytime Trump criticizes them and focus instead on the people who will murder them simply because they're holding an iPhone. I think that's good advice. When we get back, the Hamptons has a counter-terrorism force. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. The Hamptons. I've never been to the Hamptons. I hear it's a playground for the rich and the famous, and it's also a place now where a counterterrorism force is holding a very noticeable automatic weapon display, stands among concert and event goers there. They first appeared in April during the Bridge Hampton Half Marathon. The onlookers watched as cops wearing bulletproof vests and carrying fully loaded AR-15s moved about near the race's finish line. Their presence has only increased since then. For example, Susan Lehman, formerly of the New York Times, drove into the Hamptons recently and said it was impossible not to notice two figures with the word police emblazoned in white on their spruce black costumes, and a very noticeable automatic weapon in their hands. She referenced a concert and observed that as the musicians played, two armed guards milled around in the open space in front of the tent where the concert was being held. Southampton Police Chief Stephen Skiernecki made clear that there has not been so much as a hint of a threat, but he also stressed the need for vigilance. He said many of the people at Southampton events are symbols of American affluence and success in capitalism. At the same time, there is an abundance of freedom of expression and morals and dress. The attendees' beliefs might be contrary to the known ideology of terrorist groups. And he also suggested danger could be posed by the ultra-right. Bloomberg reports the counterterrorism force is 15 persons strong and suggests the agents are really there because Skiernecki has caught militarization fever. They point to security expert Bruce Schneier, who rejects the need for such a force, yet the force has worked. Several dozen high-end Hamptons galas and events, including a big benefit for the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, a fundraiser for the James Beard Foundation, the annual Hope in the Hamptons event put on by a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and even a family fair that took place at the Children's Museum of the East End. Schneier observes, if you do the math, the odds of a terrorist attack at one of these events is infinitesimal. You would do more good screening for drunk drivers, but that isn't sexy. And of course, we got to throw in the dig at the ultra-right. Well, if you show up with iPhones, I guess you might want to do some other stuff. The Antifa might show up and kill all of you. Especially if you run at them. Now, at the Blaze, Glenn Beck's company, they are enforcing a 20% layoff on their staff. And that is a major sign of distress. All the more curious because the election of Trump pretty well showed how significant the potential reader base out there might be. Because most conservative websites are either doing well or holding their own in the current tough media environment. Breitbart doesn't seem to have any trouble hiring new people. They just rehired Steve Bannon and maybe Sebastian Gorka. And they've been expanding their overseas operations. The Wall Street Journal editorial page has been hiring, and the Daily Caller seems to be picking up new talent. So what did Beck in? I can only talk to this as in my position as a consumer of media like you. And if you want to ask me, it was Beck himself. He just couldn't keep a steady editorial line. He would puff up and pontificate, taking himself from the Tea Party stalwart to the guy who was always complaining about conservatives, the very thing that did Jeb Bush in. Not to mention he cries a lot. And style points aside, his big problem is that he exists in the era of Trump, and he doesn't like Trump. And it wasn't because he was a swamper, which would have a certain logic. It's because he invented himself some sort of biblical apocalyptic vision and cooked up a rationalization that from it that Trump is a bad guy. Or something. I don't know. According to The Atlantic, he didn't just oppose Trump, he compared him to Hitler. He warned that Trump was a possible extinction-level event for American democracy and capitalism. In an attempt to defeat Trump, he campaigned during the primaries for Ted Cruz. Then when Cruz endorsed Trump, Beck apologized for having supported him. Excuse us, Glenn, us voters. He wasn't interested in going where his readers were. He wanted to be the prophet. Is he going to become a martyr now? Rejected by his people that follow him? And yet somehow correct all along? Does he really think that Trump is secretly building concentration camps? My speculation is part, I don't even know why anybody cares about this. In this world today, in media, if you can do something that will hold an audience in place, even marginally, you can do well. You can at least stay alive. But why should anybody bother with this? Because I think Beck's hatred of Trump is what did him in. All of these never-Trumpers. I mean, it's the same thing as the left. That it was all about, can't be Trump. I called the National Review Online and I said, you guys, isn't there something else to write about besides you don't like Trump? If you couldn't see why Americans would support Trump, why should anyone go to his website? Why wouldn't that be a waste of time, given the competition that's out there today, for you, to try to draw you in? Rule number one for running any sort of any publication, which that's a radio show, a website, video, anything that you're public, you know, you're publishing, anything that you're putting out there, is you never insult your audience. And somehow Beck thought that was the opposite. That happens. That does happen more often than I would like to see. And that's because in media, when the personality that's out there bringing you whatever it is that they find to be their topic, when it becomes more about them than the topic, and when they think they know more than everybody, you know, if we're out there and somebody's being successful and we say, well, that's not the right way, unless you can articulate why it's the right way and not do something, not say something completely ridiculous doing it. Well, because Trump is a space alien from the planet, I don't know, Nibiru, the one that's going to come in, that's the ghost phantom planet that nobody believes in. Nibiru, that's what it's called. And he's going to make sure that it crashes here next week if he's elected president. That's why you shouldn't support him. And that's why you should listen to me. Because I am Glenn Beck. I have the hair, and I have the chins to prove it. Glenn Beck. And if you don't listen to what I'm telling you, then you're idiots. That's not going to be the way to go, Glenn. That's just not going to be the way to go. So, hey, I don't know what, like I said, I don't really know why I care. Getting out, the other thing he did was he got out there, and I mean, dude had like 150 employees. He's a website. Okay, now, with some websites, that works phenomenally, okay? But you better know what you're doing, and you better not insult your audience. That's the killer. That just, I mean, you're hanging yourself doing that. He's been swinging from the rafters for a while, and just nobody's been noticing it. So, okay, natural selection works again. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about some lawsuits that everybody should get in on. This is Lock and Load.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. All of that violence about coming out of Charlottesville, all of that pre-warned violence, all of that violence that they could have done something about, all that violence that resulted when they herded them into each other. And the way they exploited the violence for political gain. That began to give rise to this idea that this could have all been political theater. They have a official local investigation that's shaping up as a whitewash because the man chosen as the independent investigator is a Democrat who reportedly donated to the Charlottesville mayor's election. So that's why a civil suit may be necessary to get to the bottom of matters. And believe it or not, civil litigators have certain advantages over prosecutors in government investigations in that constitutional protections against government abuses less directly apply in litigation. They don't get the same kind of guarantees is what this boils down to. In depositions, testimony can be compelled and its relevance later determined prior to being shown to a jury. And that's, we get this report from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A Verona-based law group is planning to file a lawsuit against Charlottesville, its police chief, and the Virginia State Police for not protecting citizens in the August 12th white nationalist rally. Officials from Nexus Caritas attorneys say they will sue city and state officials for standing down and not intervening in the violence during which their client, Robert Sanchez Turner, was injured. They did not specify in which court the lawsuit would be filed. State and federal laws allow civil cases to be filed in either local courts or U.S. District Court. They will officially announce the lawsuit at an 11 a.m. news conference today at Emancipation Park, the site of the rally. Mr. Turner was assaulted while police officers watched, but failed to act to keep him safe or arrest those responsible for the attacks. Jen Little, public relations director for the organization, wrote in an email. As reported by Mr. Turner, and confirmed by footage from dozens of media cameras and hundreds of handheld cameras and phones, police stood down. The stand-down enabled neo-Nazis to inflict a modern-day race war in the streets of Charlottesville. Okay, well, that's the wrong characterization, but that's okay. My understanding is that it can be very difficult to enforce a responsibility to protect obligation on law enforcement, but if this lawsuit is allowed to proceed to the deposition stage, we may end up learning a lot of the facts about the preparations and orders given now that we know that local authorities were fully warned about the potential for violence. Then there's another planned lawsuit. This one apparently from the left, as a law firm specializes in immigration. Andrea Noble writes in the Washington Times, a man who was assaulted during a white supremacist rally is suing the city and state police, alleging the officers were ordered to stand down and failed to act even as they witnessed the attack. I hope they bankrupt those guys. Especially you, McAuliffe. Right now, Hurricane Harvey, the effect of Hurricane Harvey is still being felt, and it will be felt for years. And in some cases of certain people, it will be felt by the rest of their lives. It claimed at least 38 people, and has driven an estimated 32,000 people into shelters. Six members of the Saldivar family, aged 6 to 84, drowned together when they could not escape their van. 3-year-old girl was rescued while clinging to her dead mother's body. The mother turned herself into a life raft and sacrificed her own life to save her daughter. A police officer drowned in the line of duty trying to help others. And across the psycho-fanatical left wing, people are rejoicing that death and destruction occurred in Texas. University of Tampa professor Ken Story likened Hurricane Harvey to karmic retribution against people who support the GOP. Cartoonist Matt Worker of Politico didn't wait for all the corpses to float to the surface before he grabbed the chance to mock Christianity and depict flood victims as racist ingrates. The infamous Charlie Hebdo drew Texans giving the Nazi salute as they drowned. There's a lot of sick statements coming out from the left celebrating the fact that this disaster struck Texas. Nor will Twitter or Facebook censor their depraved death lust because it comes from the left. Psychosis is a mental state in which the individual cannot recognize reality, clings to a false, irrational belief regardless of any strong contradictory evidence. Among the kinds of psychosis, there is fanaticism, which generates a delusional system wherein people are viewed as having become possessed by evil spirits. This psychosis is different from a genocidal viewpoint. It is a delusional system that the minds of certain people are demon-possessed, and therefore it is best that they die. Now, much of the left wing is insane to the degree that its members react to anyone supporting the president being conservative or even voting Republican is not valid. Not respectable, but akin to demon possession. And notwithstanding that Houston is a predominantly Democratic city with a Democrat mayor, the psychotic fanaticism that celebrates the hurricane associates all of Texas as possessed by the spirit of Nazis and racists and the KKK. And this is so far removed from the objective reality that it must be viewed not merely as a bias or prejudice, but as psychosis. Sort of paralleling the forces behind the atrocities of fanatic superstition, like witch burning. That development of this imbalance was inevitable. It is commonplace to hear a lot of prominent political and media voices make some nonsensical or ludicrous statement about people with conservative viewpoints. And the current administration is branded white supremacist. President's called a bitter racist who supports the KKK, and conservatives are sympathetic to Nazism. Now, like I pointed out earlier, Apple, J.P. Morgan Chase, George Clooney, they directed millions of dollars to the Southern Poverty Law Center, whose stock and trade in primary cash cow is to call Christianity hate. When the most powerful voices tell these lies over and over, the falsehoods congeal into some sort of unthinking, fanatical jello. And it takes root in the weak-minded. Then they look for supposed carriers of evil spirits, in this case Texans, and they rejoice when death and destruction come to them. And that's about all I can say about the left. I mean, if you get out there, you know, inevitably, I know that 2.5 million people a year die in the United States prematurely. And by that I mean of something not akin to whatever their age is. Which means that, like, heart disease, it kills people in their 50s, their 40s, their 30s. That is premature. Now, if I live to be 85 and then I have, you know, congestive heart failure, well, that's because I'm 85. It's not because of something premature. And when I look at these premature deaths, I sit back and I think of each and every one of them as very much a shame. You know, a life cut short. And I can't help but wonder what some of these people would have been. And that's the way I regard this. And a lot of these people don't think the way I think. A lot of these people wouldn't like me. And that still doesn't change my mind. And when I look at the left getting out there and just having a good old-fashioned hootenanny because a bunch of people drowned, and they attribute that and enjoy that because they say that they supported Trump and the GOP, you guys got an issue. And that's why I'm perfectly willing to go and film you. All plated up and ready to go with some of my folks, some of my people ready to go with me. And when you come and start swarming at us, we'll stop you. Because you're sick. You've gone beyond a point, I think, where I have to think about you and worry about your redemption. Now, I don't know how I'm going to hold it all together, but back again on Monday, between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.